had enough of your dreams, said the devil. And if you disturb me in my sleep again, you will get a box on the ear. The grandmother spoke gently to him and picked his lice once more until he fell asleep and snored. Then she took hold of the third golden hair and pulled it out. The devil jumped up, roared out, and would have treated her ill if she had not quieted him again and said, "Who can help bad dreams?" "What was the dream then?" asked he, and was quite curious. "I dreamt of a ferryman who complained that he must always ferry from one side to the other and was never released. What was the cause of that?" "Ah, the fool," answered the devil. "When anyone comes and wants to go across, he must put the oar in his hand, and the other man will have to ferry, and he will be free."